and the idea which is actually found in the idea of PEM as expressing commitment to some form of as expressing some very general ontological conception of the way that the world is. Compare the motivation of the idealists in the way in which they tried to the notion of the kind of regress the relations involve in Bradley as perhaps liable to emerge again from the Della Chiara treatment of modalization of interpretation of the connectives in quantum logic, if the very notion of possibilities is treated intentionally as involving commitment to a possible kind of structure, that relating that back to the ontology, the kind of principal coherence of the ontology as something over against the ways that conceptual structure might alter the way that the most very general intuition of the kind of structure that we've been dealing with, the principle of the kind of order that it reflects, the see Berm and Grace and so on might enter, which you were going to reject. We were talking earlier on about paradigm switches, the paradigm switch from the the kind of structure we were discussing earlier on to the completely rigorous formulation. And apparently, someone along there appears to want to switch back from that, but see what precisely is involved in trying to bring the ontology of the mathematics involved, not the ontology of the mathematics, but the actual ontology in terms of which we have to accept if we're to bring together the structures in the mathematical formalisms of the respective theories from a strictly mathematical viewpoint. See, for instance, the move from the kind of mathematical discovery, the kind which is connected with Wegener's notion of ingenuity and the complexity of the operations that we can perform on the quantities in a formalism, and the way in which one particular basis for the definition of some quantity emerges as sort of leading to showing us ways of treating that quantity as basic and other functional relationships as derived or defined, although in some sense, extensional sense, some more general extensional sense, they are equivalent formulations of the same relationship in terms of the anterior mathematics and the ontology of the foundational theory. We're not particularly interested in the ontology of the foundational theory, but we are concerned, we are in a direct connection between that and the ontology of the theory for which the mathematical, the conceptual unification of the mathematical formalisms concerned is to provide the, as it were, the context in which the functional relationships between the quantities and the formalisms of the functional relationships between the functional relationships between the quantities in the formalisms of the covered theories with respect to the the structure of the systems of quantities, in the sense of the quantities appearing in the equations, including those which have physical interpretation, were correlated in the perspective as well from which they were correlated in the formalisms of the respective covered theories. See, for instance, the level, purely sort of technical level, on which we're treating the possibility of relationship between Hilbert space and semi-subspace in that paper in the King's GR seminar not long ago, 1974, I think. Compare that with the kind of worries that Hooke has, for instance, about probabilistic, the ontological commitments of any probabilistic theories, and envisaging a sort of atomic conception of the domain. Compare that with the idea of directly attempting to formulate the kind of very general revision in the primitive conceptual basis, allowing, in fact, the notion of primitive conceptual basis as connected with ontology, relationship between conceptual structure and ontology, and the mathematical structure as actually touching on the foundations of mathematics itself, or reiterating the notion so far as it's a logical organization of the mathematics, as it allows the treatment of relationships between those structures and the mathematical forms and from purely mathematical viewpoint, which is then seen to be, as it were, of itself of significance in terms of the ontology of the covering theory that we're going to adopt. The examples of that in discussion of linear and nonlinear structure in Hooker. That is deeply confused. You're going to argue something which you're going to have to rule against. Try and find out how much you missed at the end of the other side of this tape when you were going on talking in the bathroom before you had noticed that the tape itself had run out, and see if you can recollect or recapture any of that. And go further straight into Scott's introduction to his paper on background formalization, and see if you can use any of that in the introduction run up to your thesis, plus the sense in which you want to use it anyway. More generally, you want to, there's a very, very large number of quite specific technical points that you wanted to raise. For instance, treating, for instance, probabilistic interpretation of the diagonalization operation in so-called quantum set theory, as ruling out Hooker's approach completely. Compare the nonlinear and non-local hidden variables approach and see if anything can be made, how that is conceptually confused. The kind of conceptual clarification that you can attain in respect of micro-theoretical reduction might show how, not directly, how to generalize the apparatus to handle the kinds of relationships between mathematical formalisms in the case of those theories, which were apparently reducible intentional dependence and intentional components in the sense that one has to assess the significance of the heuristic viewpoint adopted for the possible generalization of the, or indeed restriction in the sense of, see, for instance, the relationship between mathematics and mathematical formalism and physical interpretation that's suggested in Penrose when he's discussing de-arbitrarization of values of parameters. Compare that with the position criticized in Dirac 1930 when he talks about the relationship between approach which bases itself on the existing mathematical formalism and the that which, as it were, affects a complete break with the primitive conceptual basis of the former in mathematical formalism. So axioms which underlie it, is argued, do actually touch on the error of thinking that those themselves directly touch on something outside the state of mathematics and outside the state of the foundational system of mathematics at the time of their creation. They touch directly on principle intelligibility. The idea that they do, of course, something to be found in Cantor, in the notion of abstraction criticized in Mabry, but it seems difficult to think unless we do adopt that. Potentially a very, very dangerous notion, and try and, for instance, the notion of individual, criterion of individual, individuation, I'm kind of discussed by Dummett, and that involves the erection of an epistemological criterion about demand for the absolute clarity of the criterion of identity, as the notion of demarcation. Compare, for instance, the kind of way which, again, going back to the idea that we might model intentional notions or ways in which we see conceptions of order, perhaps as those reflected in particular tendency ways, which we tend to think of structures in the most general sense, relationships between those as capable of being modelled within by means of mathematical models, as it were, was chosen at random as promising from the point of view of being able to reflect, or possibly able to allow us to get a grip on the ways in which ideas here might or might not be coherent, that is to say, as metaphysics. Compare Hooker's discussion about, you know, his Mariology and some of the uses to which he puts mathematics in terms of exact philosophy. You will say this whole issue is very dubious, but compare what Scott says about mathematical models and modelling intentional notions by means of existing mathematical notions, and see how we might be able to generalise them to allow for formulas which is more sensitive to handling what we take to be, what it is postulated to be outside the mathematics itself, as it were, X, the imaginative and intuitive insight into the relationships between very general conceptions of order. This is, you can get very, very little, make very, very little headway with this program, I'm going to argue. And it is a dangerous, potentially fallacious program, but anyway, seeing what one can do with that in the case of... it's a great mistake, going back to what you were saying before, this notion of alternative from interconceptual basis for the organisation of mathematics. Yes, indeed, but the actual foundation, logical foundations, as touching, those actual logical foundations themselves, as touching the notion of functional correspondence, actually dictate a conception, I dictate a view of the relationship between the ways that the values of variables vary over domains, the relationship between domains, the sort of variation of variables, see the remarks in Mabry, in the domains of quantification, in our formalized theories, and in the world itself, and the possible change in the possible form of relations, ownership of the intentional notion of domains in the world. This would be accompanied by the kind, would accompany the kind of paradigms which would express the kind of paradigms which involved in the transition from local to global, see Berne, as demanding a direct reflection in the mathematical form in itself, and that, you're arguing, can't in fact be attained. But the idea that mathematical form does in a way express commitment to some conceptualization of the world, which accompanies very poor, very general foundational theoretical desiderata, theoretical physical desiderata, is one which does crop up, for instance, in Siegel, see. And some possibility, but it's not yet, never been yet been shown how, as a generalization of the notion of function beyond that apparently absolutely general logical notion of function, as expertised by Scott in the type free calculi paper, in absolutely extensional form, and is allowing no deviation, no generalization of, on the basis of intentional perception of the relationship between the forms of relations of variables, values of variables, as see the discussion of in the GB for now, as expressing the relationship between the way the fixed ontology of the mathematics and the changing principle of intelligibility, principle of coherence ontology of physics, and the idea that they do in fact, that the mathematical structure reflects conceptual ontological structure discussed by Hooker. This is way, way out, but you would have to devise a kind of mathematization that did cope with this, and I want to show, argue that that can't in fact be done, that is impossible. Because, see, for instance, the way that you would handle some reasons, and you want, in fact, a much more sensitive, because you can contain conceptual clarification on the way that the evolution of the mathematical forms, it does actually affect, reflect conceptual sensitivities. There's no such notion as a realistic interpretation of physical theories. What is a realistic interpretation is simply one which takes mathematics realistically and seriously, but which perhaps remains agnostic about the foundation of epistemology for mathematics, certainly doesn't. Seize on the notion of the idea of the kind of intuition that's discussed in Mabry's discussion of Kandor as reflecting commitment to a particular form of notion of individuality. Compare the complete breakdown of any notion of individuality in the sense that Hooker is worried about, and further generalization, further increasingly elaborate mathematical sophistication of the physical relations between physical mathematics, and offering the prospect of some sort of conceptual unification of the mathematical structure themselves. And certainly as regards viewing GR, for instance, as a gauge theory, that you would not do. It turns out to be very useful indeed, and it ends up in a sort of particle-based ontology. But particles which really do have the sort of relationship between their properties is that of quantum logic, or indeed of perhaps some further generalization of it. Going back, and as it were, trying to base ourselves on intuitively plausible physical notions, as Finkelstein does, one goes back to a kind of ultra-finitism. And in one sense, suppose the post-program also, though another is an extreme example of the role of functional abstraction, is a kind which actually affects the way that we view the quantifiers and the quantification itself. see more about the notion. It actually also expresses this commitment to this way of viewing. I mean, there has to be a prior commitment to, you know, the desirability of being capable of explicating all the operations of physical mathematics in terms of counting. In particular, view of reality, see the remarks which are made by Sparling in the QG75 paper, and Penrose also. Now, there's this question about quantification fixes the domain, the understanding of the notion of quantification itself, and the relationship between some intentional conceptions of intended interpretations, the way that those change, because the view, perhaps the paradigm, the view, as in, of course, in the case of Berm, above all, discussion of the relationship between the emergence of the idea of non-local invariables and the idea of a completely non-local structure, the kind of paradigms which discussed by Gray, is how that would affect the mathematics. Or rather, you would argue that from the mathematics it can be shown. But to argue that from the mathematics it cannot be shown that there is the possibility of something, because you accept the Cantorian intuition discussed in Maybury as significance ontologically, the notion of functional correspondence as significant in the sense that is derived from the notion of serial order as fundamental and not open to revision itself, discussed in Sneed and so on. The idea that they've got it wrong as regards relation of nonlinear linear structure is just to accept that there is that commitment, that relationship between the ontology of the mathematics, as Scott touches on it in Background to Formalization, and the ontology, possible form of the ontology of the physical domain, or rather, we rule out as incoherent the kind of change in our most general conception of possible form of the ontology of the physical domain, this intentional notion possibility now being the whole point of so-called extensional semantics or semantics for metal operators and connectives as being connected. We want to explicate the way that we believe the predicate stock of our existing theory does hang together, and see Dalla-Chiara and quantum logic, and on the relationship between the ways that the properties of a physical object hang together, compare Bohm going back at the beginning to back to the beginning of Bohm talking about quantum theory as a principal theory of logical structure. We'll want to argue Bohm also sees it as a principal theory of logical structure in a much more radical sense, as involving reassessment of our view of the relationship between conceptualization and the kind of conceptualization involved in mathematical construction. We're withdrawing the, or reuniting them, getting away from the gulf, which is separating them as in the historical development of mathematics in the 19th and 20th centuries. But rather, we can't get away from that. The complexity and also the ingenuity and tremendous internal beauty, see of many, many examples, particularly see, for instance, Chandrasekhar's treatment of the Newman-Penrose constants from a purely mathematical viewpoint, the beauty with which it's done, the way that it turns out quite almost unreasonably and accidentally to have physical effectiveness is not affecting the reflecting motivation or heuristic, even the heuristics, most more and more heuristics of the mathematical viewpoints and method of the theorems, which relate to the plausibility arguments and the foundations of the theorems in the relevant branches of mathematics, relevant branches of analysis, which led to the sort of generalizations or new viewpoints which have allowed formulation of mathematical viewpoint on the relationships of mathematical forms, and which has in fact turned out to be fruitful. Physics, see particular example, see star algebra theory and the QF discussion in QFT. Isham's lectures throughout and go into it in some detail, turns out to be completely unrelated to any connection between the conceptual structure ontology and mathematical structure of the kind that Hooker's postulated.